Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 5, Vidro. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
I once heard that it takes 90 days to develop a routine. I'm not sure if I fully believe that, but still, there certainly is comfort in ritual. Every morning, the same practices, exercise, reports, rinse and repeat. Fill in the blank spaces with the occasional panic attacks or drunken blackout. Inspection, double space, check your blood pressure, sleep, wake, shit, eat, masturbate. This has been the last 2 months since the stasis machine network has broken down. Routines are sadomasochistic, full of pleasure, pain, and precious repetition. They guide our days and move our appendages like cruel puppet masters forcing you to believe that if you eat your cereal or take your coffee in the slightest different way, the very fabric of the universe will be unseamed. Watching the stars out of a portal slip by the ship against the total darkness is like thinking about an enigma, the darkness of space, of everything. There it is, insipid. Grand, savage, inviting. Always mute with an air of whispering, come and find out.
Hey, those are my eggs.
She put them down in front of me.
Are you fucking stupid?
The fuck did you say, mutant?
At ease, at fucking ease. Both of you like making a mess? Fine, I got extras for you. You can be dish picked in the kitchen for the rest of the day.
Ugh, for fuck's sake.
That's for fuck's sake, Major. Clean up this shit, report to the chef. Even in the cosmos, there are divisions. We got a lot more evolution to go to outgrow that characteristic. What's up?
Can you come to the bridge, Major? We may have a problem.
Here you go, Gav.
What's this today?
It's synthetic. We've been ordered to ration our meals, so liquid diet it is. This will give you plenty of energy, though.
Fucking bullshit. I bet you're sneaking a little something on the side for your people down below. Am I right?
No, ma'am.
He's a rat like the rest of them. That's what rats do.
Please see that you don't. If I find contraband below, I will hold you personally responsible.
Is there ever a time when you don't fucking complain?
Shut the fuck up, Zhang.
Piss off, Garcia.
Hey! Hey! What the fuck is going on here?
Garcia's just having a cry. He was expecting a full menu with matching wines from the old world in Syria Planum 3256.
Just fucking sick of the same old shit every fucking day.
Corporal, you're needed on the bridge.
Looks like the gods are smiling on you, Garcia. Los viejos te ama.
Article 72A, subsection 3 is clear. We keep our fucking distance.
Do you realize how much time we're gonna lose going around that thing?
Yes. Diversion would take some valuable time away from the mission, but venturing too close can have equally disastrous consequences. This is unsafe.
Captain, need I remind you, the supplies we got in Proxima aren't nearly enough. Our energy supply for the warp drive is dangerously low. And the pods! Captain, who knows what exposure we have had in the last 2 months with those pods malfunctioning?
I know how to run my own ship, sir. And how the hell do you know all that?
I meddle. It's what I do. And of course, you know how to run your ship, Captain. I'm just making the point. It's a simple risk assessment. Which presents the biggest danger to the ship and the crew?
My God. I've heard about them and seen pictures, but not in person. That thing is a monster. It's like looking into hell.
That's the black hole Jingoku Major. G3718 or some shit officially on the star charts. But we all know it as Jingoku.
It's Japanese for hell.
Name don't give you even the slightest bit of the willies.
Sure. But I am willing to forego safety for efficiency. You are looking at the risk in front of you. I'm looking at the ones ahead.
You're not flying this bird, Boyle. I suggest you stand down.
For fuck's sakes, how much extra time are we talking?
It will add 40 days onto the flight time, but there are stops along the way that we can make the resupply.
No thanks, Captain. We can do without that kind of help.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's okay, Captain.
No. What the hell is this corporate clown trying to say?
Clown? I refuse to let a public servant, a fucking space bus driver...
You can get off this ride anytime you want, brother. Let me show you the door.
All right, enough! The both of you. Donner, I don't care how many extended flights you've ambient your way through. You're not a pilot, and you have zero technical experience.
If something negative happens within the added 40 days of navigating around that thing, you will be held fully liable. Do you want that, Amelia? Do you want to take a chance of getting blacklisted?
Well, we gotta make it that far for that threat to have any meaning. I am the mission commander, and he's the captain of this vessel, so you can, and I say this officially, fuck off. And it's still your ship, Captain.
Aye. Mr. Ning, take us about. Give us a wide berth. 73% drive. You have the cone.
We're navigating around it.
This is a mistake.
Hey, Laza, check this out. I got this rash on my back.
I'm good.
I heard them red pigs put chemicals in the system so we become soft and don't fight anymore.
Seriously?
It's true. You've got to educate yourself, man. Seriously. Take a look at this rash, will you?
I'm not your mother. Sort it out yourself.
Come on, man. You know about this stuff. If I go into MedFac and the doc says it's nothing, they dock my pay.
Ah, for fuck's sake. Come here, and turn around.
Nice one.
Hey, not so close.
How big is it? Is it orange?
Holy shit.
What? What is it? You're a fucking ass.
Good evening.
What's up?
Can I talk with you for a second?
Shit, when those two want to take a quiet word.
Yeah, my day gets interesting. And a lot more fucking harder.
Lazzarato, Morton, take a walk.
We're going to need everyone in on this one.
What do you mean?
We have to bring Donner and Clark into this conversation. This kind of thing will require the support of all the senior officers and ranking personnel.
What conversation?
It's About the stasis pods.
Captain, a word?
Aye.
Donner?
I'm busy. Is this urgent?
Yes, stop playing with that and get over here.
What?
I've gone over the numbers 3 times now, and I know why everyone is seemingly devolving on the ship. It's warp sickness.
What?
How?
It's largely theoretical. It's never really been tested. This is the first time any significant number of people have traveled for this long at warp.
What I don't understand is how is this warp sickness? Isn't it usually more physical?
In your case, yes. You're puking up all over the ship. But in many people, it has an effect on certain sections of the brain that control impulse, among other things.
So it's psychological?
Well, it's a physical reaction that has psychological effects.
In the facility where my wife is, there are 2 people suffering the same long-term effects. Trust me, it's not a pretty sight.
I told you so. We have no choice. Shut down the engines right near the black hole, slingshot around and bang zoom right by. Maximum speed, limited exposure.
That's it, just shut it down. Shut the engine down.
Not that simple. Think of it like the bends. If we shut down too quickly, well, it's not pretty. Besides, if we travel so near the black hole, we don't know what happens.
What do you mean?
Literally, I don't know. No one does. Not really. If we travel so close to the black hole, the time dilation effects at those speeds, well, it would be a lot longer than 40 days. Who knows? I don't even know if you would be in control of your ship, Captain.
With those stasis pods down, will he be in control either way?
We need to take the safe option and maintain speed and a wider berth.
That might not necessarily be the safer option.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Oh, shit. Here they come.
Okay, okay, here we go. Whoa, whoa, focus, focus. Back up! Back up now!
See how fast the snakes turn around once they saw the fucking number scheme.
Let's send these bricks a message.
They're pulling back. I don't know how long we can expect to maintain the... What the fuck? We've lost the cargo area.
Clark, listen to me. Do not slow down this ship. We need to continue as fast as we can to get out of this mess. Do you hear me?
Aye.
Talk to me.
I said it was bad. It's a lot worse. Without the proper medical capabilities, we're not even going to make it to the black hole.
What is going on? Come on, you gotta give me something.
I don't know, okay? I'm a priest, an engineer. This is out of my league.
What about Kendra?
She's not very helpful either.
Look, Carlos, just give us what you do know.
We don't really know much about the effects of warp sickness, but it's pretty acute, and without the stasis beds to regulate us, sickness, aggravation, lack of impulse control can also be pretty addictive.
So violence, definitely violence. So is this some zombie thing? Are they out of their minds?
The convicts, they're aware of the situation, but they don't know what our plans are. We could be shutting the ship down and splattering them across the hull for all they know. They will fight tooth and nail to make sure this warp engine stays on.
What can they really do, though?
I don't know exactly what weapons they have, but if they have the cargo area under their control, they have most of our supplies. They can starve us out.
Captain, let me get down there. My squad can go in and secure the area.
No.
Trust me.
It will turn into a bloodbath, Corporal.
Nobody goes down there.
You're all fools!
Dismissed, Corporal.
Fuck!
And where else can they go?
We gotta get the fuck down there and crack some skulls. They took out Nikki and Doyle.
Cool. Crack skulls and then those animals liquidate our food supply. Great idea, Zhang.
Shut your face, Garcia.
Jesus Mary Joseph, the fuck is that?
Garcia, don't aim that fucking thing at me again.
Yo, boss, what's the story? We going in or what?
Major says we can't go in.
And neutralize those fuckers? She's crazy. I don't trust her for shit, man.
Shit, look.
What?
On the monitor, Gearson. Fucking Gearson was down there watching over the rat fucks.
Holy shit.
No, they got Gearson? Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking...
Get away from me! Get the fuck away from me!
Hey, man, are you okay?
Back off.
Boss, come on, man. We gotta do something.
No one sells us out like this. Nobody.
Please, everyone, I am begging you to stand down. Don't do this.
Fuck off, traitor. You're leaving us to die.
My brother, you know me. I would never do that. Where the hell do you think you're gonna go? Now is not the time for this.
Then when? When is the time? We have the chance to take the ship.
No, we can't. They would crush us. I'm just trying to keep you alive.
Drop your fucking weapons! Drop your weapons or I'll blow her fucking head off!
Please, please stop. Please don't let them hurt my baby. Please!
All of you, stop! You don't know what you're doing! Don't do something that you can never take back.
Put the fucking gun down now! Where the fuck is Pearson?
Let go of my sister!
Please. Please. You don't want to do this.
We didn't do shit to you people.
You're selling us to slavery. Please, just leave my sister alone.
Get back. Get fucking back, goddamn you people. Get the fuck back.
Dear Lord. What have you done? Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, back down. We will bring justice to the situation, but we have to ask you to please be calm.
They killed her! They killed my baby! My Iris! No!
I saw them! Bloody pigs! Bloody fucking murdering pigs! They killed that youngin' in cold blood! He should be strung up and fucking gutted!
Aye, everyone. There are cameras recording. The truth will come out. Justice will be served when we review the tapes.
You will cover it up! You will cover it up and lie to us like your kind always do! We don't matter to you people! We don't mean shit to you!
Folks, I know that it's tense right now, but there are strange things going on and it is affecting all of us. And I just need your attention for just one moment. Just please, calm down. Put down your weapons.
I'm done with this.
Ah! God damn it! The shot! Fuck!
What the fuck, Major?
Out of the way, Specialist.
You're out of your fucking...
So we are absolutely crystal clear. No one fucks with my shit. These are my goods. I was never going to tolerate mutiny out here in the darkness. There was no other way this was going to play out once you got down here. But the decision to come down, that's on you, Corporal.
Major, I may have a workaround for the problem.
It was necessary.
To protect the company's assets?
Yes, but also to put everyone back in their place and prevent others from getting hurt.
There. Should be okay now.
You've been busy. How did you...
I was the chief medical officer for the anti-federalists who were fighting in the Malaysian consortium.
Well, I guess it's good to have someone other than that machine to give medical advice on this ship.
I'm only doing this because the priest made me a promise.
To you?
You're gonna have to ask him that. Now, this doesn't solve the problem, but it will stop people from going off the rails. At least for a while.
Well, hopefully we can sort out the problem at the next stop. Thank you, Isaac. You saved a lot of people's lives today.
Yeah, well, just doing my job.
I won't forget this. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in routines that we forget we're in them. Our bodies and minds just function on autopilot. And for some, this process continues until they draw their last breath. For some others, they dare to disrupt it. But it's so much easier to accept the routine, to just give yourself to it. It is so much easier to not have to think, not to force yourself to change. Air filtration reports, status updates, cargo manifest, consumed by minutiae, each one paramount. Why do these unspoken, intangible movements have so much control over us?
I am lying here in the dark, waiting for death.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media. Directed and produced by Maria Corso. Written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky. Music composition by Umberto. Executive producer, Cassie Josefov. Sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki. Edited by Simon Machin. Produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Coonan is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra. And Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Jerry Fu, Spencer O'Neill, Eric Fischler, Arthur White, Stuart Maxheimer, Veronica Macari, Ian Dick, Cooper Smith, Jane Erickson, Andy Reid, Zach Glassman, and Bella Sim.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.